Lipót Baumhorn, a Jew originally from Kisber in Hungary, was linked to Novi Sad only by his architectural activities. At that time, Novi Sad counted 33,000 inhabitants, of whom 2,300 were Jews who were intrinsically involved in all segments of city life. They worked as tradesmen, blanket makers, blacksmiths, bakers, brush makers, saddlers, furriers, and umbrella makers. There were also teachers, bank employees, and journalists. They worked in the army. They were attorneys at the magistrates' court, and so on. Dedicated and conscientious, they contributed to the city's prosperity. It was the beginning of a golden age for Novi Sad Jewish community, to whom, for the first time in a long history, the possibility of working in all occupations had been made available. But this first began with a very limited choice of what the Jews were permitted to do and by what means to generate enough income to support their families. They had the right to small-scale trade, above all peddling and keeping small shops. Peddling means carrying goods on one's back or eventually on a cart and circulating around in order to sell or exchange goods, a difficult, uncertain, and dangerous way of earning a living. The Novi Sad Jews, during the whole of the 19th century, purchased raw hide from the villages and farms, old rags for the manufacture of paper, old iron, and bought and sold wool. They also kept brandy distilleries and breweries, with coachmen, transporters, soap makers, tailors, shoemakers. A very narrow choice of work stood at their disposal. They were not permitted to own or lease land. Enrollment in many universities was denied to them, which to a great extent changed in the 19th century. In general, the position of the Jews of Novi Sad somewhat stabilized in the period between the two world wars, but that was the last of their ascendancies up the social ladder. The Holocaust destroyed this community.